Well, this season, it seemed like it's kind of a broken record. It seemed like the last few years we've had a lot of challenges with wet weather, and this one is the same. In fact, probably worse. It's been an extended period of wet all through the month of April. We actually didn't plant any corn in the month of April. First time in my farming career that we ever did that, and it went the whole month of April without any corn. We actually did get a few soybeans planted in one little window at the end of March, and then maybe some right to last. But because of the poor weather forecast, we elected to plant beans instead of corn. So anyway, the weather pattern has kind of shifted right now, and a lot of people are getting in the field, but crops are behind.
How far behind do you think you are in comparison to an average year?
We're a month behind. So as far as percent finished, we're half of what we normally would be at this point.
Talk to me a little bit about conditions. Weather patterns have shifted. There's a lot of sunshine and warmer temperatures in the forecast. Do you anticipate picking up pace and playing a little catch up this week?
Yeah, this week looks to be really good. Everybody's anticipating, getting a lot done. But it's kind of like we hadn't been able to do much. So until we get out and get running, it's hard to kind of get your rhythm because equipment's got to be set, it's got to be calibrated, adjustments got to be made, and we just hadn't had much chance to do that before. So I'm a little bit apprehensive to say, yeah, we're going to get a lot done this week because there's a lot to be done, and we're just now beginning to start. So, but yeah, I think this week looks to be a real big week for us. We actually run a seed dealership as well on our farm, so we're moving seed out. Things are looking good for this week. The high temperatures are great, but if we're not careful, and I almost hate to say this, we've been so wet, but we can turn really dry quick with these 90 degree temperatures above average, and winds too.
Talk to me a little bit about weed control. You mentioned you're about a month behind in terms of planting pace, but what about some of that other stuff that you would typically do ahead of time?
Yes, ma'am. That plays into this delay. Not only did we get delayed planting, but we've also been delayed spraying. So a lot of burn down still yet to go out on no-till land. And not only that, but some of the spraying that we did manage to get done early, like we did in March. We had a window in March to get started with a lot of that burn down applications. But it's been so long since that's been done, those pre-emerges and different things, chemistries that we actually put out at that point are actually beginning to break. And so we're going to have to go back. We've already been going back and retreating fields that we sprayed mid to late March, thinking that we would be, within the window of application to get those planted, and we haven't been able to do that. So the spring workload is also behind, as I mentioned, we've got high temperatures and also got high winds, so that we can get in the field and plant, but we can't get in the field and spray because of the wind. So we are behind in that area as well.
Obviously, supply chain disruptions have to be a concern for most farmers around the country. How are you in terms of parts, fertilizer, herbicide, all of the things that you need to play catch up and to get planting accomplished, in a reasonable amount of time?
Yes, ma'am. We've been able to keep enough products in-house. It hadn't been easy, but we have been able so far to keep product, the chemistry side of things, kind of in-house. There was a local retailer here last week that was running short on some potash, couldn't get some shipments made, and actually we're out for a day or so there. But overall, from the crop protection side of things, we've been able to get by. But when you get to talking about parts, that is an issue. I've got a friend of mine, a neighbor of mine right now, has a tractor that has a turbocharger issue, and they can't source one. And it's been across, you know, a national type search for it. They're just not there. So we're still seeing those supply issues impact us, especially more so on the parts and that sort of thing, but also even fertilizer.
Anything else? Any other thoughts about this planting season?
Well, one thing that's really starting to hit us hard, we've seen, you know, increases on everything, but fuel, especially here lately in the last 10 days, we've seen another leg up in the diesel fuel market. And of course, now we're beginning to run pretty hard. That's beginning to hit us pretty hard, that extra cost and that fuel. But just overall, the inflation that we witnessed in all of our inputs is enormous. And I really, you know, everybody in every sector is seeing inflation hit pretty hard. But in the ag industry, I would challenge anybody to say that we're experiencing higher levels than any other industry out there. And the commodity prices have begun to kind of sell off as well. And so if we're not careful, we're going to get in the crunch. But anyway, the runaway prices is really scary.